On radio, online and mobile. You're with SBS Radio. Now it's news and current affairs with SBS Ukrainian.
Ви слухаєте україномовну програму SBS Radio.
On this, the third day of Russia's unprovoked and indefensible invasion of Ukraine, it is clear who in this story is the true hero. We have shown who is lying and who wants peace, who is the aggressor and who is the peaceful nation. This is nothing new to Ukrainians. Ukrainians have watched and listened to Putin for over 30 years. He has changed. He is completely disconnected from reality. He is unhinged and he must be stopped. Sanctions are like waving a feather at the devil. Ukrainians are asking NATO Allied Air Command to bring their forces to close the sky above Ukraine. Give us shelter from the sky. Save innocent Ukrainian lives. Missiles are being aimed at apartment buildings in Kyiv, targeting innocent civilians. We are watching war crimes in real time. And the West stands by, clutching its pearls and letting it happen. On behalf of the Association of Ukrainians in Victoria, I thank you for being here today. Don't just wave a flag for today. You need to keep this going. And on that note, I'd like to introduce the President of the Association of Ukrainians in Victoria, Mr. Slavko Kohut.
Thank you, Liana. I hope you can all hear me, particularly down the stairs. Dear friends, hello and welcome. Today, we hold both a rally and a vigil. In a moment, when I've finished, I'll ask Fathers Andriy and Solonka to say a prayer for those in Ukraine, for Ukraine and those fighting for Ukraine. We also have some dignitaries here that want to say some words as well. However, I would wish to be able to say I'm happy to see so many people from so many nations representing so many nations here today. But I can't. It's the wrong word. I'm not happy at all. Pleased? Yes. Pleased that so many of you have seen what Putin does, the liar that he is. But surprised? No. All along, as we were moving towards the date when he had attacked Ukraine, we knew in our hearts that that's what he was going to do. But as Liana has said, the whole world dithered and said, oh, maybe we could talk to this man. This atrocious, unprovoked war was initiated by a mad, megalomaniac despot. And he's holding the whole world at ransom. We're almost at the stage we were when Hitler started his move. And where did that end up? Now, I understand and I accept that politics and diplomacy are difficult and tricky. But I believe we've got to a stage in the world where diplomacy has gone mad. Diplomacy is ridiculous. It's controlling all the nations, how they behave with a despot like Putin. We haven't learned from our history. Our world leaders have not learned the history of just World War II and Hitler. When Hitler started his move on Poland and the world said, oh, wait a minute, maybe he's not serious, maybe this, maybe that, let's talk to him. What happened? Five or six year war, and how many millions have died? We are in the same position now. Putin is a despot. Both put people like Putin and Hitler, they don't care about the people. They don't care about their own people or the people they're attacking. They use people as fodder for their own cause. Putin has lied throughout the last few weeks. In fact, as far as I know, he's been lying. But in the last few months, he's been lying in our faces. I'm not going to attack Ukraine. I'm not interested. I'm just doing exercises. He lies and cheats, and he signs agreements with the world, fully knowing that he's not going to abide by them. In 1992, he signed an agreement together with the US and the UK and Ukraine. Ukraine had nuclear weapons from the Soviet days. They didn't want them, and they were willing to hand them back or disarm them. On the basis, as was agreed and signed by Soviet Union, that UK, US and Russia would respect Ukrainian sovereignty and support them. And where are we now? What is he doing? Last week, only 7 days ago, we met here in the city to raise our voices against Putin, a murdering, lying imperialist. Today, just 7 days later, we're here to hold a vigil. A hold a vigil to say some prayers for those dying in Ukraine and for Ukraine itself. To show solidarity against Putin. We have no issues with the Russian people. In fact, Ukraine wants nothing more than to live in peace, a respectful peace with their neighbours, respectful partnership with their neighbours and with the Russians. Last few weeks, the most frequent question I've been asked is that, what can I do to help? There are three things. One of those is what you're doing today. I've had so many calls, so many emails from people. I see people from all nations here today, and I thank you very much. All our members have family and friends in Ukraine, and this really warms our hearts to see you here today. The other thing we can ask you to do is there will be pamphlets handed out. We've started up a Ukraine for Crisis appeal. If you want to donate some money towards this appeal, which will go towards humanitarian and medical aid to Ukraine, you can take one of these posters and use the QR code to log into a secure network internet site to make some donations. Now, the last thing I'd like to say, I'm being told I need to wind up, is we've put out a media release. In that media release, we're asking for a number of things. Now, we are grateful to the Australian government and Australian people for the support they've given so far. Huh? But there's more that we can do. We need lethal military equipment. Ukraine has only had its independence for 30 years. We haven't had a chance to rebuild our armies properly. We are totally outnumbered as far as air defence goes. We need lethal defensive weapons, not offensive, not to attack Russia, just to defend Ukraine. So put the pressure on the government. to provide us with lethal weapons so that we can make, you know, fight the Russians. I know yesterday Germany and US have changed their mind and they are now providing us with rocket launchers and air defense. So thank you very much. I'll now finish and hand over to Diana.
І далі нагадуємо, що україномовна програма Радіо СБС щодня подає вістки з рідних земель та огляд новин бюлетеня СБС Радіо. Заходьте на нашу веб-сторінку www.sbs.com.au/ukrainian і також на нашу сторінку у Фейсбуці. Ви можете слухати наші радіопрограми також і через мобільні додатки App і Google Play. Слухайте Радіо СБС сьогодні і завжди.